نظر ڈھونڈتی ہے دیار مدینہ، ہے دل اور جان بے قرار مدینہ، نظر ڈھونڈتی ہے دیار مدینہ، ہے دل اور جان بے قرار مدینہ، وہ دیکھو احد پر شجاعت کا منظر، وہ دیکھو احد پر شجاعت کا منظر، شہیدوں کے خون شہادت کا منظر، شہیدوں کے خون شہادت کا منظر، وہ ہے سامنے سبز گنبد کا منظر، اسی میں تو آرام فرما ہے سرور، وہ ہے سامنے سبز گنبد کا منظر، اسی میں تو آرام فرما ہے سرور، صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم۔ ابو بکر فاروق و عثمان و حیدر رضی اللہ تعالیٰ، ابو بکر فاروق و عثمان و حیدر، یہی تھے یہ پروانہ شمع انور، یہی سے تو اسلام پھیلا جہاں میں، مدینے کا شہرا ہے ہفت آسمان میں، یہی سے تو اسلام پھیلا جہاں میں، مدینے کا شہرا ہے ہفت آسمان میں، نشان نبی ہے یہ مسجد قبا کی، ہے کندل طیبہ نبی کی ضیا کی، نشان نبی ہے یہ مسجد قبا کی، ہے کندل طیبہ نبی کی ضیا کی، مدینے کے دیواروں در دیکھتے ہیں، عجب حال قلبو جگر دیکھتے ہیں، مدینے کے دیواروں در دیکھتے ہیں، عجب حال قلبو جگر دیکھتے ہیں، یہ مسکن ہے شاہ مدینہ کا خطر، یہ مسکن ہے شاہ مدینہ کا خطر، فلک بوسا زن ہے یہاں کی زمین پر، فلک بوسا زن ہے یہاں کی زمین پر، نظر ڈھونڈتی ہے دیار مدینہ، ہے دل اور جان بے قرار مدینہ۔
الحمد للہ وکفا وسلام علی عباده الذین اصطفا، الحمد للہ منشئ الخلق من عدم، ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم، مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم، يا رب صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين. بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم، يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه، فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم. روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه، فيه الأفاف وفيه الجود والكرم. هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته، لكل هول من الأهوال مقتحمي. يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا، واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. استغفروا ربكم ثم توبوا إليه. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: اللهم بارك لنا في رجب وشعبان، وبلغنا رمضان. صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم وكما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Before starting our talk proper, just for the benefit of the brothers who didn't understand the Ash'ar, the poem that was recited, to try and translate it briefly: Diyari Madina, the city of Medina. What the Muslim's connection should be with the city of Madinatul Munawwara. Nazar dhoondti hai Diyari Madina. I'm looking in my eyes, where is Medina? I'm longing for it. A person is lying in his bed, eating, but where is Medina? I want to be in Medina. That should be our condition. May Allah make our condition like that. Hey dil aur jaan bi qarar Medina, my heart and soul is restless for Medina. That when am I going to return again? A person who goes there and at Rawdha Mubarak he reads also, wala taj'al hadha akhir al ahd bi nabiyyika wa masjidihi warzuqna al aud ba'd al aud al marra ba'd al marra. He has just stayed 10 days, he has stayed 2 weeks, and he's asking to come back again. The same thing with the Kaaba Sharif, Haram of Makkah Sharif. That a person, this is the final du'as he should make when he's leaving. Ya Allah, let us return again. And Allah put in our heart, we may be far from Medina, but Medina must be in our heart, inshallah. May Allah make that our condition. Wo dekho, Uhud par sujaat ka manzar. We all see the Mount of Uhud. And what should be the lesson we should take from the Mount of Uhud? The bravery of the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala. They were 313 in the battle of Badr. Uhud, they were whatever number, but they were outnumbered by the non-believers. And they hardly had arms and weapons, and they were not trained as military soldiers or anything. But look at their bravery, how they fought. So that is one of the main benefits we should, one of the main lessons we should take when we go see the Mount of Uhud. Also together with that, it comes in the Hadith Sharif. Subhanallah, the reward of it is Mount Uhud. Alhamdulillah, Mount Uhud. La ilaha illallah, sawab of Mount Uhud. Allahu Akbar. So we should try and keep this on our tongue. What great rewards there. What a simple deen, a deen of yusra. To earn the earnings of the year after, Allah has made it very easy. You can, even without wudu, preferably with wudu, sitting, facing the Qibla, that is the best. But while walking, while driving, what is it difficult to keep our tongues just going? What, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, any other tasbih, salawat ala al-Nabi. What great rewards there for that. Shaheedu ki khoon e shahadat ka manzar. It is the sign and the scene of the martyrdom, the blood of the martyrs of the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala. So we should take a lesson. They gave their blood for Islam. Today we got Islam in a plate. We got it ready-made. How much are we appreciating it? How many of us are regular for our salat? How many of us practice on the sunnah? They gave their blood for Islam, and that is how Islam from Madinatul Munawwara 6,000-7,000 kilometers away, came to ASEAN, went to Indonesia and Malaysia, went to America. The whole world today is filled with Islam. And this is a big worry for some people, that why is Islam spreading like this? This was the sunnah and the sacrifice of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala. Today we are not prepared to sacrifice our sweat, forget our sweat, our evil and dirty thoughts in salah. We are not prepared to sacrifice. We want to build on what things are in our mind. We also have to try and make an effort that we bring that real deen, the reality of deen, yaqeen, into our lives. May Allah bless us with that, inshallah. Woh hai saamne sabz gumbat ka manzar. Suddenly you look and you see the beautiful green dome of Nabiyyu Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where he's resting. Now suddenly you see that beautiful scene in front of you. Usi mein to aaram farma hai sarwar. Our king, our master, our love, our beloved, he is resting there. Allahu Akbar. As a poet says also, that Medina and this world, especially Madinatul Munawwara, is more superior than Jannat also at the moment. Jannat, what is it? But Jannat hasn't got Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Medina has got Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we got a piece of Jannat in dunya. Riyadul Jarawdatul Jannah, many of us say Riyadul Jannah. We got it here in this dunya. We got a peace. And a person who enters there is in Jannah. He has entered in Jannah. And we got Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Habibi Khuda, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We've got, and anyone who wants to go and visit Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, get your visa, get your ticket, and off you go. In a week's time, 4 or 5 days, you can be there at the distance of 7-8 meters from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And you'll be speaking directly. And Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, al-hayy fi qabrihi, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he's alive. And it is mentioned, man zarani ba'da wafati, faka'annama zarani fi hayati. A person who visits me after I've left the world is just like the person who visited me in my lifetime. So you are actually visiting Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. It is also mentioned, man zara qabri, wajabat lahu shafa'ati. A person who visits my qabr, Jannat, I have to intercede on behalf of that person. And to Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam will only intercede for the mu'mineen. He's not going to see it for the non-Muslims. So that means you will die on iman by Allah's fadl and karam. Abu Bakr, Farooq, Uthman, Haydar, the four great khulafa of Islam, Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Hadrat Farooq, Umar Farooq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Uthman Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Ali Haydar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, yahi the ye parwana, Sham'e, Anwar. These were the moths around the light of Nabuwat. Our moth is all the time, it can't leave the light. It's all the time around the light, they were like that. All the time around Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam. Yehi se to Islam phela jahan mein. This is from where Islam spread in the whole world. It wasn't from Makkah Sharif, Allah knew Islam, first ayat said Islam started in Makkatul Mukarrama. But all the sahabas, jamaats that went out, all went out from Madinatul Munawwara. Then afterwards, from after Hajjatul Wada, then the Jamaat went from there also, Hunayn, etc. But basically, Islam spread from Madinatul Munawwara. In the time of Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, in the time of Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Allah made Islam the center and the markas. Why, Madinatul Munawwara, capital of the universe. Of the entire universe, the capital of it is Madinatul Munawwara. The king of the universe, Sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Nishan Nabi hai ye masjid Quba ki. Masjid Quba, that is the first masjid Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam built before he proceeded to go to Madinatul Munawwara. That is a sign of the great honor of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, every Yawmus Sabt, Saturday morning, he would go and read 2 rakats of salah in Quba, where there is the sawab of one umrah also. Besides that, it teaches a great lesson that this was the first masjid. Never forget your roots. You can become a great muhaddith today, a great mufassir, You can do everything in the world. Don't forget your parents. Perhaps they didn't know ABC, they didn't know Alif, Ba, Ta, Tha, but it's their barakat. Today you're a Shaykh al Hadith, today you're a Mufassir. Don't forget that Ustad who taught you Alif, Ba, Ta, Tha. Don't ever forget them. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never forgot Quba. Every week he would go and visit Quba and perform 2 rakats of Sadar. Visit our Asatiza. We are from different places. MashaAllah, we are in the Darul Uloom now. May Allah accept, make it easy for us, make us all successful. But where did we learn Alif, Ba, Ta, Tha? When we go back, don't forget our Asatiza. It may be an old lady in the neighborhood who taught us. It may be an old Maulana, or maybe he wasn't even an Ali, but he put you on the road. Never forget them. Always. And very, very fortunate are those people who will, like Maulana Musa said, Musa Sahib said after Maghrib, who of us went to the cook ever and told him, Jazakallah, you cook for us? Who went to our principal and said, you made all these facilities for us here? Appreciation is a very great thing. In my little humble understanding, there are 2 things which are very easy and the benefit of it is unlimited. One of them is shukr. A person who makes shukr. And it's not difficult to make shukr. What is it difficult to make shukr to? But we're just not conscious of thanking Allah Ta'ala. In everything we should thank Allah Ta'ala. I'll just relate one little incident. Dr. Abdul Hay Arifi Rahmatullah Alayhi. He was a doctor, but a great wali, buzurg of Allah, Khalifa of Hazrat Maulana, Mujaddid Millat, Maulana Thanwi Rahmatullah Ali. Once he was invited for meals at somebody's place. After the meals, from hijab, parda, he thanked the house lady, Jazakallah, you cook very nice, I appreciate it. It was very nice. And he went away. But the lady started crying profusely. So her husband asked her, why are you crying? Maulana didn't insult you. He didn't criticize you. He praised you. She said, I'm crying because 40 years I'm cooking for you. Not one day you told me Jazakallah. As Maulana said, but when we have fine fault, salt is less. It's too strong. Allahu Akbar. On that I remember one other instance. One ustad of Darul Uloom, Dioban. Ustad's wages are normally just to meet the expenses. And this work is not to become a rich man. This work is a service too for Allah. Your expenses have to be covered. Not to be. If you want to become a rich man, there are other things to do. If you want the dunya, there are other things to do. This is service of deen for the pleasure of Allah. So he desired to eat chicken. He couldn't afford one chicken. 6 months, little, he saved up. He bought a chicken. He told his wife, cook it. Allah's mandi. Allah's what? She put so much salt, it was like poison. So much salt. He couldn't even eat it. But it came in his heart. She's also the servant of Allah. She made a mistake. No problem. I overlook it. Ya Allah, you overlook me on the day of Qiyamah. Allah overlooked her. But we complain a lot. For every small thing, we complain too much. Yeah, in the madrasa also, students always complaining about food. This is not right. That is not right. This is not right. But whenever did we make shukr? And Allah says, Maulana Ismail, Sheikh Ismail is our ustad. He's our principal, muhtamin. But he's a human being. How much can he do? Allah says, وَلَا إِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. All students of Arabic, you know, lam ta'akid, nun thaqila ta'akid. How much ta'akid that Allah is saying, I will increase you. But we don't make shukr. We make shikayat all the time. And لا يحب الله الجهر بالسوء من القول إلا من ظلم. Allah doesn't like our shikayat like this. We shouldn't be doing that. But unfortunately, that is our nature. So anyway, then he has been understood. I must also thank. So the next day, he started, Jazakallah, very nice, you cooked, I appreciated it. But she started crying again. He said, and also they say, you can't win with the ladies. You do this, it's wrong, you do that, it's wrong. And they say the same thing about us, with this man, you can't just win. Whatever you do is wrong for them. You just can't win. So he said, now why are you crying? I'm thanking you. She said, 40 years I'm cooking for you. Not one day you told me Jazakallah. Today when the neighbor's wife sent the food, you just can't stop. You're just going on and on for yourself. You just can't stop. So shukr is a very, very great thing. We should learn to make shukr. So, So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam appreciated Quba. He always thought of it. So go to our side. Ustad taught you Bukhari Sharif. Ustad taught you your fiqh. Taught you your hadith. Did we ever go to the Ustad and say Jazakallah? But if the Ustad, perhaps he became angry on us sometimes, we didn't learn our lesson or something, shouted at us or whatever, whatever is permitted, we don't like it. We are upset. And one common disease, we are all students here, I'm also just a beginner still, that what is a common disease? When we are sitting in our own little halaqat, in our groups, then we talk bad, we backbite about the ustads. That's a common thing. We copy the ustad, how he carries on, how he talks, etc. This is extremely dangerous. Backbiting is extremely dangerous. Backbiting of an alim is worse. Backbiting of one's ustad, you can't imagine that. May Allah save us from this. And whenever do we talk good about our asatiza, may Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. Hey, qandil e taiba nabi ki diya ki. It was the light. Quba, Masjid Quba is the light which lit up Masjid Nabawi. That everything started there. Then everything came to Masjid Nabawi. And so we should also go when we go to Madinatul Munawwara. Allah take us over and over again and with the true love. Very fortunate is that person who might be here in Newcastle, but his heart is in Madina Sharif. And very sad is it of that person who is in Madinatul Munawwara, but he's in sports all the time. He's in politics all the time. He's worried of the weather at home. He's worried of his business at home. His heart is not in Madina Sharif. His heart is not in Makkah Sharif. Allah put our heart there, inshallah. Madina ki diwar, wadar dekhte hai. We see the walls and we see the steps and everything of Madina. We see ajab hal qalb wa jigar dekhte hai. We see our heart's condition is very, very strange. That how we long for those places. How we long for the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Ye maskan hai shahi Madina ka akhtar. Hazrat says, this is the resting place. This is the town, the place of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Falak bosa zan hai yaha ki zameen par. It is like the sky is kissing the ground here in Madina Sharif. That how when the person loves somebody, he kisses that person. The sky is kissing the ground of Madina Sharif. From here also we can see that these people, how much don't they love Nabi Madinatul Munawwara? How much don't they love Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? To develop that love, which is my next subject which I want to touch on by way of introduction, and that is to mention a sunnat. And the sunnats have got great value. May Allah make us love the sunnats. Usually I say four things that we must know the sunnats. Today there are a lot of bid'at also, and people think it's sunnat, but it's not right. There are many things like that. You have come here to acquire knowledge. May Allah give us proper knowledge and we know which are the masnoon sunnat du'as, which are the sunnat practices. Otherwise, many things have just come from the forefathers. Try and differentiate. That path is loved by Allah, which is the path of Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam. So we have to try and sift out all the other things, the bid'at and the other things. We have to sift out and get the true love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So first is the knowledge of the sunnah. Second is the love of the sunnah. We must love it above each and everything. More dearer to us must be every sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Third is to practice on the sunnah. There are many sunnahs perhaps we cannot practice, but love them at least. And make tawbah istighfar for being not able to. Who of us can, Allah's Nabi, he's 24 hours. My head doesn't work when I see in this hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never slept if he did not read these surahs. Another hadith, he never slept if he did not read these surahs. Another hadith, he never slept if he did not. Where can we? We are so weak. We won't manage. But Allah's Nabi, Allah gave the barakat in his life. So we cannot manage everything, but love it. And practice as much as we can. And the third, the fourth, to propagate every sunnah of Nabi alayhi salam. And with regard to sunnats, Hazrat Maulana Shah Abrarul Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say, sunnat ka tariqa ashal tariqa. Sunnat tariqa is the easiest way. In anything you want to do in life, do it according to sunnat. That is the simplest way. Second, sunnat ka tariqa ajmal tariqa. It is the most beautiful way. If you want to do anything, and everyone likes beauty, if you want to do everything from morning to night, birth to death, according to beauty, this sunnat of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sunnat ka tariqa akmal tariqa. It is the most perfect, most fine, most correct way is the way of sunnat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Just to show the importance of the sunnat, Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullah alayhi has given this example which our Shaykh quoted many, mentioned to us many times. So to say, not in actual reality, so to say, the thorns under the rose complain to Allah Ta'ala. Ya Allah, you made us thorns. And who wants thorns in his garden? When the garden service comes, the gardener is going to throw us out. So to say, Allah said, my thorns, I made you thorns. You don't worry. Nobody will throw you off. You only do one thing. You stay under my roses. If you get separate from the roses, then you're gone. You'll be thrown out. But as long as you are under the rose, with the rose, the value of the rose will be your value. If you buy a rose, I don't know what the price is, maybe 15, 20, 30, 50, whatever it might be, they'll pay for you the price of roses, though you are thorns. But as long as you are under the rose. And if a lover gives up his beloved a rose, you are also going to go with it. We're not going to separate it. So just like that, we are thorns. The sunnats of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are the roses. So if we stay under the sunnats, we stay with the sunnats, our value is the value of sunnats. We know we are thorns in our mind, in our heart, in our eyes. Everything, we are filthy, we are dirty. We are the lowest of the low. But just because we are attached to sunnat, and who separated us from sunnat? Nobody. We ourselves. We just have to do one thing. Connect ourselves to sunnat again. Connect ourselves to the masajid. Connect ourselves to the ulama. Connect ourselves to Quran al-Kareem. And there we got the value of Quran. You're a man of Quran now by Allah Ta'ala. And the man of the Quran, inna lillahi ahleen. Man hum ya Rasulullah? Hum ahlul Quran. Wa khassatuhu. They are the special people of Allah Ta'ala. Though we are thorns, but we attached ourselves to Quran. We are reading Quran. So attach ourselves to masjid. A person who is regular in the masjid, give shahadat of his iman. You are permitted. You can give shahadat. He's a mu'min. He's a jannati, a person who comes regular to masjid. Allahu Akbar. So may Allah give us the value of these sunnahs. What I want to mention today are not all sunnats according to the fiqh, that this is sunnat, this is mustahab, this is nafil. Different things, but it all comes in the same case. For us, it is all necessary. We should not differentiate between them. A few things about salat. We are all performing salat. And so about salat, one thing before that, wudu, there are many things, whole bayan. How many bayans will go just in that? But just a few things. It is mentioned that when a person starts performing his wudu, four malaika angels come down with a blanket of noor. When he speaks about dunya, the one angel throws, let's go, that's end, and he goes away. When he speaks again of dunya, the second, then the third, then finally the fourth one takes the blanket of noor and goes away. How much do we lose out? And when a person speaks in his wudu, he will never have concentration in his salah. Many people ask that we just can't concentrate. Your wudu, you must look up. Then there are still, and other things also. We make wudu, how many times we have to tell the people, for our own to make a muzakara, to remind ourselves, you are opening the tap too much. Today, adjusting the water where you have to adjust, how much time goes wasted in there? You are now making miswak, mashallah, sunnat, you are pardon, but the water is running. Israf, this is sunnah, that is haram. To waste water is haram. How much of us, many of these things, there are many things like that. The second thing, adhan. While adhan is going, today very sadly, very few of us respect the adhan. We are just talking, and this is a very dangerous thing. It is said that Zubaydah, the wife of Harun al-Rashid, that one time, she wanted to drink water. She was thirsty. She told her lady servant, give me water. She was about to drink, azan started. She didn't drink. She waited till the adhan is finished. She answered the adhan. How lot work she done? Social welfare work. What she done? Pious lady. Her husband Harun al-Rashid being the king. 500 rakats of nafil namaz salat a day he should. What all the work of the kingdom and that. And she was much more pious than him. And their son, Allah. What the son did, Allah bless them. That's a whole big story on its own. Young boy. But what iman and what ta'alluq with Allah Ta'ala. So anyway, so when she passed away, somebody saw in a dream and asked, what happened? Say, Allah forgave me, gave me a high place in Jannah. That well, all that social welfare work you did. She said, no, that one day I was thirsty. And I respected Allah. Today, we're just talking away. Azan just means nothing to us. May Allah make it that we can respect Allah. And reply to Adhan. If a person replies to Adhan, and after Adhan he reads Salawat ala Nabi, he reads Kalima Shahadat, and then he Allah. The dua after that. The dua, Allahumma Rabba hadhihi da'wati tamma. He reads that dua after Adhan. No, after wudu I'm speaking. After Adhan. Yeah, after. Hallat lahu shafaati. Ay, wajabat lahu shafaati. And Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, my intercession for that person has become compulsory. So how important. Then a few things about salat. One is the straightening of the safs. It's very, very, very important. Today, alhamdulillah, the imam is saying, safu, sufu, fakku, aqimu, etc. But unfortunately, it has become just a rasab. It has just become just people are saying it. Nobody checks whether I'm standing on the line or not. That is very important to have the lines properly. Another thing is also very important that we shouldn't leave gaps between us. When we start our namaz, our hands are on the side. All. So perhaps we are touching one another. Perhaps that time also we're not touching one another. But when we fasten our hands, now our hands have come in. Now there's a gap. Stand so much, don't inconvenience the next person. But stand so close that when you are making your salah, your hands are still touching. Don't push into the person. Don't make him inconvenient. But at least you should be touching. That is one thing which is very important. You don't leave the gaps. What happens? When adhan goes, shaitan runs away. But when namaz starts, he comes back again. When these gaps are there, that is one other reason many of us say we can't concentrate. If shaitan is right there, he's putting all other thoughts in your mind. How are you going to concentrate? So this is also important. Also, to fasten our hands properly, according to the various madahib. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say, that if you see you fasten your hands properly like this, it's just like if we have traveled by aeroplane, now they show the buckling up. Because the aeroplane is going to take off. If you don't buckle up, you don't fasten your seat belt, you can come in trouble if there's a problem. This you are taking a flight for Mi'raj. And if you don't buckle up, how are you going to reach? That's why we're falling off on the way. We didn't buckle up. We are falling out from our salat. We don't reach Allah Ta'ala. Whole salat we completed, we didn't reach Allah Ta'ala. And salah, aqim is salata, li dhikri. The namaz is exclusive. Salat is exclusive for the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. But we don't buckle up. So that's also one problem. Then in salat, very, very important, qawma, after getting up from ruku, to at least stand so much that your joints come back to their position. Many times we rushing too much, and we're leaving out a very important part of our salah, or to the extent of one tasbih, etc. There's so much we should, and then jalsa, between the two sajdas. Sometimes we don't sit properly also, and we are gone back in the next sajda. That also is very, very important. So perhaps in our wudu, we in our mind, I made wudu, noor, etc. But perhaps, and salat, it comes in the hadith, that if we performed our salat well, salat gives you dua and goes. And if we spoil the salat, may Allah save us all, forgive us, the salat is formed in a black cloth, dirty rag, and thrown back at you. As you destroyed me, may Allah destroy you. Then, and also if our safs are not straight, it comes in the hadith, then your hearts will not be connected. Today, every town you go, small, big town, too much politics in our town. We are two main town, two family town, but politics are so much. Or big town, a lot of politics. It's not the people outside. It's we in the salat. We are not straightening ourselves, so Allah changes our hearts also. We go home, problem with the wife. We go in business, problem with the workers, problem with the boss, problem with the customers. Yeah, in the salat we didn't stand. We didn't make ourselves straight. If we make this straight, everywhere else also everything will come right. And then when we don't join our sides when we are making salat, shaitan comes, whispers in our minds. We've got no concentration in the salat. Salat is over and we didn't even think of Allah Ta'ala. I was standing Maulana, we were sitting and eating, that in salat, a person who just does the basics, faraid, wajibat, sunan, and muakkada. And the azans he hear about 300-400 times, Allahu Akbar, he's saying or he's hearing. But the greatness of Allah hasn't even tickled our hearts still today. Yeah, the greatness of the computer, the greatness of the car, the BMW, what it can do, and this kind program, what it can do, the greatness of dunya is there. But the greatness of Allah, because we're not paying attention. We are not understanding the greatness of Allah. So these were just a few points. In this dua of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab. In Rajab, Ramzan is coming. I was asking my friends what we should speak about. So everyone gave their different opinions. So in preparation for the month of Ramadan. This dua, we see it 3 months before Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was already now worried and wanting to reach Ramadan, from 3 months. And it comes in the hadith, Allah Ta'ala every year beautifies, Jannat is so beautiful, but beautifies it more from the beginning of the year, which is Muharram, 9 months before, 8 months, 9 months before Allah starts beautifying Jannat for the coming of Ramadan. So what a great guest is coming to us. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is in great anticipation for this guest. It isn't like Maulana Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi has written that when people are ignorant of what Ramadan is, then Ramadan is like a burden for the people. Oh, now again we have to keep roza, whole day we have to fast again. We have to get up for sehri again. 20 rakats tarawih extra. What our mind should say, you kept the whole day roza, now isha also maaf. Now you must, and you have to get up for sehri again. But this is mujahada, which Allah has put, a simple mujahada for us. And also Allah loves us so much that in Ramadan, in sajda, you are the closest to Allah Ta'ala. So Allah says, increase your love and your love making to me 40 times. 20 rakats make it 40. Don't you will settle for 8 rakats and only 16 times you making love to Allah. Allah says, I want you to make love. And then, mashallah, there are people who spend the nights in tahajjud in Ramadan, who don't sleep in Ramadan, who spend it in the ibadat of Allah. Allah give us all tawfiq also. How much we can, we should try and do. So, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had great anticipation for the month of Ramadan. Maulana Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi has written, when we don't know the value, the example of that is, like one town, people all, the imams up also didn't have value of deen today. That is a great weakness in us also. We haven't got value, how is it going to come in our people? So he said, oh people, Ramadan is coming again. You have to keep roza fast during the day, siyam, and at night taraweeh, and you have to get up for sehri, and all very hard. So the people asked Maulana, from where does Ramzan come? So we don't allow him to come to our town. They thought, they're so ignorant people. They thought, and don't think this ignorance is not in the ummah. Till very recent times, in the mountainous areas of Pakistan now, a jamaat went there, they asked the Amir, remind me about Maulana Thanvi's. They asked the Amir of the jamaat, won't you perform Salatul Janazah for one of our? He said, no problem, I'll perform it, bring the janazah. No alim there, no one. They're ignorant, totally ignorant, nothing of deen. They just know we are Muslims, that's all. So they brought the janazah. He saw there's still life in this. So he said, how can I make janazah namaz on a living person? They said that Maulana, their jamaat brother, when you people go, we don't know when somebody will come. There'll be nobody to make janazah. Read it in advance. That is at least his janaza namaz is made. We got no one here who can make janaza salah. And this is in our time now and in Pakistan. Same, that Jamaat went to another place. They asked the Amir also, won't you make janaza salah? He said, yes, I'll make it, no problem. They brought the janaza full of blood on the one side. He said, what is this? They say that it's our tradition that we chop off this left arm. So he can't get his record of deeds in the left arm. He must get it in the right. What ignorance. So there is this type of ignorance. Allahu Akbar. Just one or two things more. I don't want to take too much time also. One time about, say, 45 years ago. It's not very long. 45 years. One brother, he explained to us, he was in India touring with his wife. He was the Amir of the Jamaat in Maputo later. He passed away. Allah give us all Jannat, all our marhumi. So, when he went to Nizamuddin Markaz, Maulana Palanpuri Sahib Rahmatullah Ali met him, and Tashkil people, the brothers in Tashkil, they are masters. They got their PhDs. They know how to make the Tashkil of a brother. So, when Maulana saw him, and he knows Portuguese, so Maulana told Maulana Inamul Hassan Sahib Hazratji, and he told Hazratji wants to see you. When he entered, see, Hazratji said, we got this one Jamaat ready here. They are going for 40 days, 4 months to Brazil, and we only short of a translator in Portuguese language. My request is if you join them. So he said, Hazrat, your request is a command for us, and my wife is with, let me go and drop her in Gujarat in the village, and I will come and join. They went. They went to Rio de Janeiro first. Juma day, beautiful masjid, all facilities, bathrooms, to the T, everything. They took their bath, they prepared everything. Nobody coming. Afterwards, one person came. He opened the door. Adhan went. After Adhan, he closed the door and he was going away. So the Amir of the Jamaat was an Arab. And those Arabs who got love of deen, we can't tell today what love of deen they have got. And what, how sincere and loyal, they can't see one thing against them. That is still today, alhamdulillah. So the Amir was of, he was an alim, and he couldn't tolerate it. So he asked this person, where is he going? He said, what? I know, I came with you, I'm not from here. He said, ask him, where is he going? He went and asked him, what answer he gave? It's not to laugh, it's to cry tears of blood. He says, I'm not a Muslim. I just come here to put the tape recorder on. Once all the sounds are finished, I close up, I lock up, I go away. And this is now in our time. Then afterwards, they waited again. Nobody coming. Then 7-8 people came with tie and suit, double breast. And they sat on the chairs there. And then only they took out the shoes. Besides that, nothing else really. Then the Imam Sahib came. And he started reading the khutbah in Portuguese language. So this Amir, he couldn't tolerate it. Khutbah must be in Arabic. You can't read it in another language. He went and he told that person Arabic. He said, I don't know Arabic. He said, but you're the imam. I'm no imam. I'm a Protestant priest. And I just come here. I get paid for this job. I just read it out and finish. And this is Allah, where Allah forgive us. And how much we can, every effort of deen, tabligh jamaat, darul uloom, acquiring knowledge, khanqa, islah, and tazkiyah, whatever department of deen there is, let us support it as much as we can, let us take part. It's so important. And then further, Amir Sahib told, when this is the condition of the people, he told the jamaat, he said, teach them, I don't think they know ghusl. What are the farais of ghusl? One Jamaat went, Amir Sahib asked the friends, how many faras in ghusl? So he said, 3. So he said, mashallah, you know. What are the 3 faras? So you must have soap, you must have towel, and you must have hot water. Those are the 3 farais of ghusl. So like that, these people, he said, they don't know anything. Teach them ghusl. I don't think the whole life they are not out of janabat. The whole life they are in janabat all the time. And their wives also don't know. They say, but Amir Sahib, how are we going to teach them? They're going to take off their clothes. He say, even if they take off their clothes. But you teach them and let them go and teach their wives how to make ghusl. This is the condition. So, Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, he said that this Imam Sahib told the people that Ramzan is going to come. So, they asked from where does he come? He said, from the west. Because the sun, the moon rises in the west. The sun rises where in Newcastle? East. Okay. I'm asking because university students, second, third year, didn't know where the sun rises. Many times we're at airports and we ask the people, we have to make them ask, we have to determine north or whichever country. We ask them which side the sun rises, they don't know. People don't know which side the sun rises. So anyway, the moon rises in the west. So he said on the western side. So, and when does Ramzan come? 29th of Shaban or 30th of Shaban? If he doesn't come on 29th, definitely is he on the 30th. So they went and they waited there. That when Shaban will come, Ramadan, we'll chase him away so we don't have this trouble here. So they went there with their sticks, lathi charge, and they waiting. Then they saw one man coming on a camel. So they said, this must be Ramzan. So they asked him his name, and his name happened to be Ramadan. So they say, you the person, you the culprit. You come and then you don't let us eat, you don't let us sleep, we have to make extra salat. The ignorance in the ummah, to what an extent. Allahu Akbar. Maulana Thanwi rahmatullah Ali says that one person who was a butcher, in the old days in the village, not a big butcher shop as we got today, all the hygiene and everything. He just has a few animals, he slaughters, sells the meat and finishes slaughters another one. So one day his buffalo, or cow, for our understanding, went in the masjid. So the people became very angry with him. They said, can't you look after your animals, your buffalo, your cow? It came in the masjid. So he says, that animal hasn't got brains. You ever saw me in the masjid? Na'uzubillah. That means today people, many people think that we got brains, we haven't got time to waste. And salat also, those of us who are making, rushing through the salat, we got more important things to do. We are the last to come, the first to go. Allah save us. Whereas salat is everything. Inna ahamma umurikum indi as-salat. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu wrote to all his amirs, governors, the most, if salat is correct, your whole life is correct. If salat is correct, on the day of Qiyamah, your hisab comes out right with salat, everything else you've gone through. And if your salat is not right, then you got problem, your deen, you destroy your deen if your salat is not correct. So salat is most important. So anyway, so Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was in anticipation. And the barakah, my interpretation, not necessarily that it's correct, but it's a, inshallah, valid, good point, that for Rajab, the highlight of Rajab is Mi'raj. No, there are different aqwal that when Mi'raj took place. But the most famous is that it was in Rajab, 27th Rajab, though that is not, there are many other aqwal also. So in Rajab we should work on our salah. And on our salah, what I usually suggest, four things. One is wujud salat. Let namaz be existent. Five times. A person who makes four times a day salah is not called a namazi. He's not called a person. He has to make it five times. And try and do everything properly with jamaat, in the masjid, all the requirements. But first and foremost, all of us make a promise between us and Allah. And this is what is Islam. This is what is tazkiyah. One time, Qari Amir Hassan Sahib Rahmatullahi of Hardoi was visiting us in Azadgarh. And he said, we're not reading Yasin Sharif in the morning. Read Yasin, that is Islam. We are not reading Quran on a daily basis. Read Quran Sharif, that is Islam. Whatever basic things we have to do, that is all. The soul of Islam, tazkiyah, is not something out of this world. It's not even going to fly in the air. Many people think that big karamats. If it was flying in the air, that makes you a buzurg, a wali. And you are flying in the air, the flies are flying. So you should become bay'at to a fly. Mr. Fly, you please make me bay'at. You, what karamat you got? And if walking on the water was a karamat, the fish are swimming in the water. So you should go and become bay'at to a fish. Those al-istiqamatu fawqa alfa karamat. Istiqamah and sunnat of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that has got the great value. Maulana Thanwi rahmatullah Ali says, a person sleeps in the afternoon, 1 minute, from 1 minute to 1 hour maximum, qaylula. That is more, with the niyat of sunnat is more virtuous than tahajjud with the niyat of nafil. That is nafil. And this is sunnat. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, a busy man in his time, how he looked after everyone. He just lied down like this and he got up. So Taylula is done. So Allah give us also tawfiq. So anyway, wujud is salah. Each one, don't worry for Mr. Principal. Don't worry for who is in charge that I have to be here. The roll call you have. That for roll call sake? No, for Allah's sake. That salah. And also remember that what habits we are going to form while we are students, they are going to remain with us for the whole life. Don't let shaitan deceive you. Imam Ghazali, rahmatullah, has given this beautiful example. Remind me again. That a person, there was a beautiful fruit orchard. And they told him, you enter this, here's your basket. Whatever fruit you want to, you take free of charge. But two conditions. You can't reverse. And once you are out of the orchard, you can't come back again. So he went, there were three, four sections. The first section he saw, wonderful fruit. He wanted to fill his basket. What wonderful, first grade, best fruit. Then when he looked in front, oh, even better fruit in front. So he said, let me not fill my basket yet. In front is better fruit. So he went in the next section, and abad was more, much more better fruit. When he wanted to fill his basket, he looked in front, even more better fruit. So he said that, now I can fill it. But when he looked in front, even more better. So he went to the third section. And that section was mirrored. And in a mirror, everything looks more beautiful. In a photo, in a picture, in a mirror, things look more beautiful. So he said, I'll take from there. When he went there, he's out of the garden. And he didn't put one fruit in his basket. From this he explains, when we are little children, then we all say that, is the small children, let them play. It's their playing time. And the children also want to play. Play games today. We buy them a game station, all that at home. On their cell phones, they are busy with games. There's not the time to be a Sufi and a Buzurg. There's the time to play. So you went through that one orchard of yours, your childhood, you didn't feel anything. Whereas in the time of Harun al-Rashid, Bahlul was one madzu, person who we think is out of mind, but actually we are out of mind. They are right. Just like one person was driving on the freeway the wrong side. All the cars coming the opposite side. So the radio station, they announced that all must be careful. There is one driver who is going in the opposite direction. So he also phoned in. He said, not one, there are thousands who are going in. So today that is our problem. We in the wrong and I'm adamant I'm right. And everyone else is wrong. So anyway, so he one time he saw children play. How normally children play? So one child was just standing by the side, a small child. And this is a great buzurg himself. So he said, why don't you also play? Yeah, he thought perhaps he hasn't got money to buy the toys or things they were playing with. Well, I'll give you the money. So that little child asked Bahlul, have we come in this world to play? He said, he got a shock. He was taken up. He said, then why have we come here? He said, for Allah's ibadah. He said, but you're still so small. He says, I see my mother when she makes the fire, she first puts small twigs. And then she puts the big logs in. I'm afraid that I mustn't be the first in Jahannam. And then the small little twigs, and then Allah will put the big logs afterwards. Look at that. What were the home conditions at that time? Today, it's a different world. And then we expect to get, we want buzurgs to be produced. It comes right from there, from the beginning, all this. These qualities have to be developed. So then after that comes youth, adolescence. Is this the time to make ibadah? This is the time to live it up. This is the time to enjoy. Go here, go there. What madness. Jawani, diwani. And when a person is young, he's like a mad person. He doesn't know what. That's radio blaring in the whole car is shaking. The car next to it is shaking. And if you have a neighbor like that, you are in Jahannam in this dunya. With all that hard music and all these things which are carrying on. And soft music and hard music, there is not the time. It has got, it's done purposely, intentionally, and it's got different objectives to destroy us. So anyway, the youth goes. Now that the age or after now marriage, now you think about it. But now it's time to make babies, and now it's time to make business in that. When we old, we can't do anything, then we will make ibadah. Then you are gone out of the orchard already. And you filled nothing in your basket, and you came back. See, where was it? Yeah, so the first thing is we have salat. in our lives. Make intention. Me and all of us, let us make intention. And not only the farais, try slowly from now with the other little nawafil also. Like a person, the Indian way of cooking, Indian way, Asian way, is that they first put the spices at the bottom. They braise the onions and they put all the spices. Then they'll put the meat or the vegetables and they add it. Now that spices goes in every part of that food. Through the meat, right till the bottom, till the bone it goes. All the vegetables. Other people in Western countries commonly, their way of cooking, they cook and then they add the spices from on top. Then you don't get that enjoyment. Once the spices are gone, then the enjoyment is gone. Just like that, while we are students and we put the spices in at the bottom, and through our 6 years, 7 years, 8 years, that spices mixes with everything. Then when you go in your community, you are tasty. They want you. And if that we didn't do and we only put the spices from on top, then we go to our communities to teach, to do imamat, khatib, etc. Then they just get the taste at the beginning. Spices are finished. Ask you out. You're gone. Now they see you are not there for fajr also. You are late for this salah. You are late for that salah. Everything. Then you are out. So get the spices from the beginning. So wujud is salah. Salah, the existence of salah. After that, think of our qada'i umri. From the time I became mature and baligh, all my salats which I haven't performed, it's a debt with Allah Ta'ala. And to settle, if you are buying from your supplier and you didn't pay me the last 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, how long is he going to supply you? You got your bank account 10 million rand. You are writing checks out for 5 million, how, and you're not paying. You tell the bank manager, I'm depositing today. You didn't go and deposit. How long is he going to carry you? We have got debts with Allah Ta'ala. And these debts, they are not written off. And we have to make tawbah for the salats that we missed. And we have to perform all that salat. One very wrong notion amongst people, you make 2 rakats of salat, qada'i umri. Just 2 rakats, all your qada'i namazes are paid out. No, it doesn't work like that. You have to perform all those qada'i. And ask the ulama, they will explain there is a very easy way. And you can cover up all that salat. So, all your qada'i umri. The third thing as far as salat is concerned is at least the outward posture of namaz must be correct. And for that, learn salat practically. Sallu kama ra'aytumuni usalli. Make your salat as though as you saw me making. Today we don't see Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but he's got his deputies. Those who learn salat from the sahaba until today, there are people who learn from their asatizah. And who learn from their asatizah. When Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu was in Kufa, the people told him, show us that how did Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell us how did Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam make wudu. So he didn't give a bayan. He sat with the lota and the jug and he showed them practically how to make wudu. And he said, Hakadha kana wudu Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This was how the wudu of Rasulullah. So wudu also learn it practically. Salat also learn it in the kitabs also. But never will you learn anything only from books. If you want to learn swimming and you learn it from books and you don't have a tutor and you go and dive in the swimming pool, before that you should dig your qabr. Save the other people the trouble of digging the qabr. Because from books you cannot learn on your own anything. You need somebody, a practical guide to teach you. Otherwise, many people, they read in the book electric things, or gadgets, or plumbing things, a female socket and a male socket. Now, if you read it in books, you think of something else. You have to have somebody to teach you what is this. Then you will know the correct thing, what it means. So, the outward postures of namaz, which is in detail, salat. That is necessary. And then comes the most important, the concentration and devotion from inside. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ خَائِفُونَ قَلْبًا سَاكِنُونَ قَالِبًا. Their body parts are just motionless. When the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum used to make namaz, you think it's a pole standing. So motionless. And we, now the hand is gone scratching here. Now the hand is gone here. all the time, everywhere, all the time. And this is such a contagious disease. One person scratches, you see another person also starts scratching. Third person also starts scratching. All this. So the namaz must be done. And the other salah which the Quran explains, فَوَيْلٌ لِلْمُصَلِّينَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنْ صَلَاتِهِمْ سَاهُونَ. So there is wail also for salat. And there is قَدْ أَفْلَحَ also for salat. In which category is our salat? Is it following in the wail category? Or is it really following in the قَدْ أَفْلَحَ category? That we have to be concerned. So in Rajab, let us put our salat in order. The month of Shaaban, the barakat of it, in my little understanding, is Laylatul Bara, is the highlight of Shaaban. The night of salvation, the night of Tawbah. The night when Allah asks, that ask me what you want. And the greatest thing is Tawbah. That we can, that we ask Allah Ta'ala for Tawbah. It's a night that Allah sets free so many people from Jahannam, according to various riwayats, the categories of the riwayat, etc. But this is a night, really, of Tawbah. Many of us, it's a big night, we're going to listen to one lecture, finish. Or many of us, more than that, there are many things Maulana said, you must go Qabristan also on this night, you must do this also. We did all that, finish. The main thing is Tawbah. Istaghfiru Rabbakum ثُمَّ تُوبُوا إِلَيْهِ. When one Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullahi alayhi, most probably it was, a person came to him and said, Hazrat, I haven't got job, I haven't got money. He said, make Tawbah and Istighfar. Then another person came, Hazrat, I'm not getting children, make Tawbah and Istighfar. Another person came, droughts, no rains, make Tawbah and Istighfar. So his one person was close to him, right hand man, he said that, Hazrat, for every bimari, only panadu, panadu, all the time same medicine for every person. He says, Allah Ta'ala says, istaghfiru rabbakum, thumma tuhu ilayh, yursili sama alaykum idrara, wa yumdidkum bi amwali wa baneen, wa yaj'al lakum jannatin wa anhara. We make istighfar, tawbah, that is important. It comes in a hadith sharif, kullu bani adam khattahu. All of Bani Adam, besides Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, who are ma'asoom. But the rest of us, others are mahfuz. Allah has protected them. But vast, by and large, generally, all of us are sinners. وَخَيْرُ الْخَطَّائِينَ التَّوَّابُونَ. And the best of the sinners are those who make tawbah. So tawbah is a very, very important thing. مَنْ لَزِمَ الْإِسْتِغْفَارِ. A person, Mullah Ali Qari says, a person who makes istighfar in kathrat, in abundance. جَعَلَ اللَّهُ مِنْ كُلِّ ذِيقٍ فَرَجًا. Allah Ta'ala, all your difficult conditions, Allah will open it. وَمِنْ كُلِّ ذِيقٍ مَخْرَجًا. وَمِنْ كُلِّ هَمٍ فَرَجًا. And every worry of yours, Allah will remove it. وَيَرْزُقُهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. Istighfar and Tawbah. Maulana Thanwi Rahmatullah Ali has written, and this is about 80 years ago or so, he says, people are complaining, conditions are very bad, very hard. How are we complaining today on Muslims? We are facing hard challenges, difficulties. He says, all this, let us understand this. If anyone disagrees with me, tell me, and we will discuss it. That all these conditions are solely and only from Allah Ta'ala. They are not from worldly people. When we do wrong, وَكَذَلِكَ نُوَلِّي بَعْدِ الظَّالِمِينَ بَعْضًا. When we do wrong, Allah Ta'ala uses other people who are more sinful to punish us. A dog, you throw a stone at it, you use a stick, it runs away. You show it a piece of meat, it comes. So the dog, when you throw a stone, it doesn't run after the stone that the stone hurt me. It knows the one who threw the stone has hurt me. These conditions which come are coming from Allah Ta'ala. But we are running behind the conditions. مَنْ كَانَ نَظْرُهُ إِلَى مَجَارِيِ الْقَضَىٰ. A person whose eyes is at Majari al-Qadha, Arshi Adim, from there, all decision. No judge can write guilty, not guilty. Nobody, the price of dollar cannot go up, the price of petrol cannot come down. Everything is from there. Nothing is from this world. It all comes from there. Either by Allah's command or by Idhnillah. Allah permits it. No medicine can harm you. No black magic, jadu can harm you. Illa bi Idhnillah. When Allah will permit it. Otherwise, it cannot do anything. So everything is fully in the hands of Allah. But a person, مَنْ كَانَ نَظْرُ إِلَى مَجَارِيَ الْقَضَىٰ لَا يُفْنِي أَيَّامَهُ فِي مَخَاصَبَةِ النَّاسِ. He doesn't waste his time arguing and with people. He knows it's from there. Man aslaha ma baynahu wa bayna rabbi. A person who corrects his matters between him and his Rabb. Aslaha Allahu ma baynahu wa bayna khalqi. Allah will correct his matters between him and the creation. But today our eyes don't go there. That is, today something wrong in Palestine, march. And men and women are marching in the dressing of the non-Muslims. And Salat is being missed. How is that going to sort out our problem? Right? And we should turn to Allah for His help. And we should mend and correct our ways. مَا يَفْعَلُ اللَّهُ بِعَذَابِكُمْ إِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ وَآمَنْتُمْ. What has Allah got to punish you? إِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ وَآمَنْتُمْ. You make shukr, you believe and you follow the right. مَا يَفْعَلُ اللَّهُ بِعَذَابِكُمْ إِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ وَآمَنْتُمْ. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ شَاكِرًا عَلِيمًا. Allah is shakir. Allah, for what must Allah make shukr? But Allah is so kind, He says, you make my ibadat, I will return, I will give you. Who is there? Man aqrad Allah qardan hasana. Who will give a loan to Allah? Allah needs a loan. Allahu Akbar. When this ayat was revealed, Hazrat Abu Dahda radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he said to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my Allah is asking me for a loan? He said, yes. So he says, my garden, orchard, how many trees? And he had a dwelling, a house also there. He said, I give it to Allah. And why did Allah call it a loan? Like a loan must be repaid again. And there's nobody who can repay like Allah. Allah will repay you here also, because Allah is going to give you the return. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ شَاكِرًا عَلِيمًا. Allah Ta'ala is shakur. He will pay you, and He will pay you more, much more than what you gave in this world, in the year after also. Abu Dahda radiallahu ta'ala anhu gets up from there, and he goes to his orchard, and from outside, he says, Umme Dahda. He draws her attention. I've given those as a loan to my Allah. Come out with your children now. He didn't even put his one foot in there. And then he came and he gave it to Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is how the Sahaba, may Allah bless us with. Today for us, little things is very difficult. May Allah bless us with. So anyway, so this is the night that we make our only enemy are our sins. We got no other enemy. Our sins are our enemy. And when we commit sins, Allah uses different things. Now you got a medical problem. Now you got this problem. Of course, we must understand that it's not only on account of sins that conditions come on people. What conditions came on Sahaba, on Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Either Allah Ta'ala wants to give you high stages. Either Allah wants to forgive your sins. Either Allah wants to give you a wake-up call. And if you are very uneasy about the whole thing and you feel, why did this problem come to me? That is an azab from Allah. Mu'ajjal. Azab from Allah. But if you are taking it, my Allah, how He keeps me, I'm happy. How many great buzur. Allahu Akbar. Hadrat Allama Anwar Shah Kashmiri, rahmatullah alayhi. How many things about him I remember, but let me mention this one. When he was teaching in Dhabil at one time, and his one student and murid, Shah Ta'ullah Bukhari, rahmatullah alayhi, when he came visiting, he asked permission to make khidmat, to serve, massage Hazrat. And Hazrat at that time had piles. And piles are either very painful or bleeding piles. Your clothes are... And a person who wants to stay parked clean in Taharat all the time, and a person who is a musalli, for him it's difficult. And Shah Ta'ullah Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi told Hazrat that you are an amanat of the ummah, the knowledge you have got, the piety you have got, and your connection with Allah. Take treatment. When he carried on after a while, then he raised his hand. He said, it's a gift from there. I don't want to return the gift. So these are the people that it's 100% permissible to take treatment. Nothing wrong whatsoever. To take your, but never have yaqeen on that treatment. Your yaqeen, it's only Allah who can give you shifa. No problem, you take your treatment, it's permissible, but it is haram to believe that the medicine gave me cure, that the operation gave me cure. It's only in the hands of Allah. But these people of that level, we can't dream of that. Allah wanted me to be. One buzur, he had a headache, he read Surah Fatiha. Allah said, I gave you a headache, I want to see you with a headache. Why are you reading Surah Fatiha to take away your headache? We're not in that category, understand that. But these are those people. So anyway, Tawbah Istighfar in this month of Sha'ban, especially 15th night. Don't wait till Hazrat Maulana Shah Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali says, that if we are all sitting here and we all sincerely make tawbah, and tawbah is very, tawbah istighfar is very simple. The first thing that you have to do, that you come out of the sun. And for that time, at the moment, inshallah, none of us are in sun. We are in the masjid here, we are listening to a talk of deen, we are not in sun. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say, like some person is looking at a woman dressed badly. And he says, Tawbah, Tawbah, Astaghfirullah. Just see how she is dressed. He's looking at her also. And he's saying, Astaghfirullah, hawla wala quwwata illa billah. See how she's dressed. And he's looking. Or even worse, he says, Maulana, just see how the woman are dressed. He himself is in sin, and he's putting Maulana also in sin. Maulana, just see how the first thing is to come out of that sin. At least the time you are making Tawbah, you come out of that sin. We are all out of sin now. The second thing is for Tawbah to be valid, to admit that I have done wrong. And it was a bad, terrible thing which I did. Whatever it was, I was looking at porn. I looked at other women. I missed my salat. I backbited about somebody. I lied. I robbed people with money transactions. It was bad. It was wrong what I did. That's the second one. Admit. Don't bring buts and ifs. Buts and ifs, when but got married to if, then maybe Paul was born. So don't know buts and no ifs. You just what you call it, admit, yes, that I was wrong. True. And the third thing is a solid promise. At that time, I won't commit it in the future. Though you know by nature you will do it again. But at that time you make a solid promise, I won't do it again. Your tawbah is complete. What difficulty is there? And then one fourth thing, if there is somebody's rights connected. Like you have taken somebody's money, you backbited about somebody, that person knows about it, you got salah which is qada on you, then fulfill that. And the minute you have done that, Allah puts the crown of wilayat on your head. You have become a wali of Allah. Then if somebody knocks it off again, you put it on again. If you commit a guna again, you give me the same three things you do and you put again the crown of wilayat on your head. And you're a wali of Allah. The minute, and if you die in that condition, Allahu Akbar. A person who's 99-year-old kafir, ghair Muslim, not a Muslim, he reads one time. How long does it take to read La ilaha illallah? 99-year-old non-Muslim, in that time, 2-3 seconds, he becomes a Muslim. He was a jahannami, he becomes a jannati. He was a mabghuz, Allah hated him. He becomes a mahbub. He becomes the beloved of Allah. And when a person, Allah Ta'ala loves those people who make tawbah and istighfar. La'aninul mudnabin, this crying and sobbing of the people who have made guna. Ahabba ilallahi min zajril musabbihin. Those who are reading Subhanallah, Subhanallah, who are pious. Allah loves that person. Your child ran away from home, disobedient. And the other children are working for you. The day that child comes, you tell the mother, he's a VIP today. Cook the best for him. He has returned again. So when a person ran away from Allah and he returns to Allah, there is nothing that makes Allah more happy. So if we have gone away from Allah, just return to Allah again. Just make tawbah. And tawbah is so simple. Don't let shaitan deceive you. One poet of India who was a Muslim but far from deen, he said a poem, kis muh se jaoge kaaba ko e ghalib, sharam tumko magar nahi aati. What, which face will you go to kaaba? Haven't you got sharam, shame in your face? What sins you committed and now you're going to become big haji sahab? You're going to be in ihram and show all you're a very pious person. So Maulana Pratap Gari Rahmatullah Ali, he said this will make the people lose hope in the mercy of Allah. That I, my whole life, what sins I committed. No chance for me. So he changed the poem. And he said, Isi muh se Kaaba ko jaunga. With this, all my sins, I will go to Kaaba. Sharam ko khak me milaunga. This is what I say, I haven't got the shame. I will put shame, I'll bury the shame. To watch TV, there's no shame. And mother, father, daughter-in-law, son-in-law, all watching terrible things together, no shame. But to tell somebody to read kitab, I'm very shy. I can't read kitab. So let me hear your Surah Fatiha. I'm very shy. I can't read in front of anyone. But to do the haram, to dress bad, then there is no shame. To do good, to go for hajj, now we are shy. Sharam ko khak milaunga. Ro ro ke unko manaunga. I will cry and plead with Allah that Ya Allah, you forgive me. Ya Allah, you be pleased with me. Apni bigri ko you banaunga. What I have destroyed in the past, I will build it up like this now. So Allah is ready to forgive. Allah is saying, you come with the whole world filled with guna. I will come with my whole world of forgiveness for you. When you go sometimes to the beach for a picnic or whatever, and then they riding bicycle there, throwing ice cream papers there, all these things, the beach is dirty. One wave comes and it looks like this beach was never touched by anyone. One wave of Allah is enough for all the sins of the people. And Allah's mercy is just to make for us to understand that 99 Allah kept for day of Qiyamah. One for one only is here in this world. Because of forget human beings, non-Muslims, animals, they make love and they cry for their little ones. A hen, a cat for its little kittens, for the chicken. How much won't it fight for it? How doesn't it? Because of that one layer of Allah's mercy. And on Qiyamah's day, 99 layers. And that is for us to understand. Otherwise, how Allah's mercy is not limited to 99 and 1. Allah is unlimited. Allah is Ghafoorul Wadood. Allah is Ghafoorul Rahim. Allah is... So in Shaban, let us... Then we are ready for the month of Ramadan. And then we go clean into the month of Ramadan. Like a person or children, at night, mother may tell them to bath, or she bath them if they are smaller, puts on the pyjamas for them, and tells them, now don't dirty yourself again. Just like that, we come from work also dirty, we take a shower, we clean. Now, when Shaban came and we cleansed ourselves, and not wait for 15 Shaban or Shaban, as soon as possible make sincere Tawbah. And do Tawbah every day, istighfar in Tawbah. So that we are clean. Whenever maut will come, we are clean. So now don't dirty yourself. When we have cleansed ourselves, now don't go and watch TV again. Don't go and watch again porn. Don't go and do the wrong things again. Now you are clean. Stay clean. That's all we have to do. And in case you did become dirty, wash it again. That is all. So, and then we enter into the month of Ramadan, which is a month of Allah's great rahmat. And that is a person who will appreciate the month of Ramadan. It won't be a burden for that person. And he'll give the fruits. And the month of Ramadan, kutiba alaykum as-siyam, kama kutiba ala alladhina min qablikum, la'allakum tattaqoon. Many people think it's a month that we become ibadat guzar. Ibadat we must make. But the main thing we have to take from the month of Ramadan, taqwa. That is what we have to get. And carry it forward in your account. When your next month came, that taqwa you acquired in Ramadan, take it with in Shawwal. Don't bury it in Ramadan. Don't put it away. Carry it on. And then we carry on in that way, inshallah. Then we will know what is Ramadan. If Allah gives tawfiq, we will discuss that about fasting. That what is fasting? It's not feasting. Today we do feasting. We don't do fasting. The amount we eat in Sehri, the amount we eat in iftari time, we are eating more than out. And calorie-wise, we are going overboard in Ramzan with all the desserts and the delicacies and the savories and that. We are going overboard. So we have to be fasting in Ramadan, not feasting in Ramadan. So inshallah, we'll try and... What is fasting? It should be fasting. Fasting should not be feasting. Salat should be salat. Salat is not an exercise. It is an ibadat. We should do it as an ibadah. If we do all that, then we will get the true value of our deen. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. Bas. Tomorrow morning after Fajr, there will be a program, inshallah. Anything? Okay. I'll just make sure we are after that. Barish. Is mausam mein barish? Nahi hai. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala ashrafil anbiya'i wal mursaleen. Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa salmi. Allahumma antas salam wa minkas salam. Tabarakta ya dhal jalali wal ikram. سمعنا وطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم عز الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم أحيي الدين كله في العالم كله، اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى، اللهم ردنا ورد المسلمين إلى دينهم ردا جميلا، اللهم ردنا ورد المسلمين إلى جهد النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم، اللهم اهد الناس والجان جميعا، اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى، اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه، وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. اللهم إنا نسألك حبك وحب من يحبك وحب عمل يقربنا إلى حبك. اللهم اسقنا غيثا مغيثا، مريئا مريئا، نافعا غير ضار، عاجلا غير عاجل. اللهم اسقنا الغيث ولا تجعلنا من القانطين. اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى من القول والفعل والنية والهدي، إنك على كل شيء قدير. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب